The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh, where we are and where we are going.
This is Emily Tant.
This is Kayla Elliott.
Through a partnership with the Saturday Light Brigade, we've had the pleasure of working in the lower level of the Children's Museum.
Every morning, we've walked past a 20-foot-tall sculpture of a great blue heron titled One Great Blue, looming over the entrance, ready to greet us each day.
Not only were we in awe of its vibrant orange, blue, and red physique, but also the message behind it. The response of a few museum guests suggests that they admired the piece as well.
It shows you that you can use anything to make something that's attractive and interesting, and I like it a lot.
I like the beak.
We spoke with Pitty Lodge, director of exhibits, who has been working at the Children's Museum for approximately 20 years. Since the piece's installation in 2005, she's seen positive responses from guests of all ages.
It's the kind of thing that makes people smile. When you look at him, he's big, but when you look at his eyes, he's very friendly.
Penny shared with us the story behind his placement in the museum.
I'd worked with Tim before he created One Great Blue. It was later that Tim mentioned that he had an idea of doing something that he'd never done before, and that was using recycled plastic signs. So he started building it in our shop in Manchester.
Next, we had the opportunity to speak with the artist himself, Tim Cullen. He gave us more background on the conception of this project.
It was through a supported project by the Heinz Endowment, which was called the Creative Heights Award. The Children's Museum and myself applied for that opportunity, and we received that support.
He also revealed how recycled art connects the people of our region by repurposing the remains of our past to inspire a green future.
I like taking materials that have already had a lifetime. Those materials carry with them some story or some identity that I try to work with, and I try to allow some of that to carry into a new shape.
While this cost-effective medium has many advantages, using recycled materials can also be problematic.
It's a lot more time-consuming and frustrating searching for things to find the materials that will allow me to do the things that I want to do. There's a lot of closed doors along the way, but when one door opens up, it's usually pretty exciting.
Being surrounded by Pittsburgh's distinct terrain had a profound effect on Tim's work.
The geography of Pittsburgh is really dynamic. It's pretty motivating to try to compete with the landscape of our city, which is made of hills and rivers.
In addition to leaving behind the scraps that would later make up his work, our city's industrial past also became a source of inspiration.
And its history was pretty inspiring to me as a young artist. I think there's the importance of reflecting back to where we've come from and the people that made that possible.
Currently, Tim is working on 3 new pieces to debut in the fall at the Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, who awarded him Pittsburgh Artist of the Year for 2009.
For more information, visit Kaulen-art.com. That's Kaulen-art.com.
Along this journey, we've discovered some amazing things.
Not only can art be beautiful, but it can carry a message and represent a region's evolution over time.
More than just decoration, art has the capability to inspire rather than dictate and be a catalyst for change.
This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
and was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowment is available at heinz.org.